Why scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed? Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
Leah McSweeney has leaned on OnlyFans after nailing her Bravo coffin shut by filing an explosive lawsuit with shocking allegations against the network, Annie Cohen, and more. McSweeney, who claimed she had to be institutionalized in a psychiatric facility because of the alleged hostile work environment on The Real Housewives of New York, teamed up with soprano sex pot Drea De Matteo on the risque paid subscription site, RadarOnline.com has learned. McSweeney posted two of the images to her Instagram on Monday. The 41-year-old proved she doesn't care what others think by stripping to her lingerie alongside De Matteo, 52. The ladies oozed seduction as they turned their backs toward the camera and flashed come-hither glances. Flaunting a lot of skin, the former reality star unapologetically flaunted her bare rump to expose a tiny heart tattoo on her right cheek. Sporting nothing but a thong, a see-through bra, and a clasped corset around her waist, the blonde bombshell wasted no time trying to earn a buck, most likely to pay for her legal fees. De Matteo matched McSweeney's garb but flaunted her curves in all red attire after revealing she paid off her mortgage debt in 5 minutes following her OnlyFans debut. In the second image, McSweeney lost the clothing, covering her bits in nothing but a long fur coat and sunglasses. "Well-behaved bee, seldom make history," she captioned the pictures while explaining why she teamed up with the Sopranos beauty. "I've been a huge admirer of this incredible and talented woman since she starred as Adriana La F. Serva in The Sopranos, but I have watched how she's gone against the grain these last few years to stand up for what she believes in, and have been so inspired by her courage and independence," McSweeney explained, seemingly referencing her uphill legal battle. Challenge the herd. Reject the status quo. Married to the mob. As RadarOnline.com reported, McSweeney, who appeared in two seasons of Roni and Real Housewives, Ultimate Girls Trip, filed a federal lawsuit against Cohen, Warner Brothers Discovery, Shed Media, Bravo Media, and MCUniversal earlier last week. She claimed that producers pressured her to drink despite knowing about her alcohol addiction and failed to get her help when she spiraled in front of their eyes. "We told you first," McSweeney also claimed that Bravo producers colluded with Roni alum Ramona Singer to out her bipolar diagnosis and falsely spread rumors that she abused her medication with alcohol. She said the ordeal caused her extreme anxiety and depression. One of the most damning accusations McSweeney made in the lawsuit was about Cohen, whom she claimed did drugs with Bravo stars and tends to provide the housewives with whom he uses cocaine with more favorable treatment and edits. Cohen denied the allegations, with a spokesperson telling RadarOnline.com, "The claims against Andy are totally false."
Now don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit RadarOnline.com and hit subscribe.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.